Hello. We love wine and we love podcasts. And that's why we want to talk to you about our new sponsor, the Weekly Wine Down Podcast.
It features four fabulous ladies talking about anything and everything while enjoying a nice glass of wine.
They talk about current events, LGBT issues, what's happening in the world, also pop culture, which we love. And when they're done, they'll review the wine they're drinking and let you know if it's worth buying.
So you can find the Weekly Wine Down on Podbean and Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow them on Facebook. Just follow the Weekly Wine Down.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Hi, welcome to episode 124. We are the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. He's the gay, I'm the gal, in case you're wondering.
Just in case.
In case
you needed to figure that out. And you couldn't figure it out on yourself.
Exactly.
Anyway, cheers. Happy National Wine Day.
National Wine Day, that's right.
So good. We're drinking a little Ménage à Trois Red Blend.
That is my... Ménage à Trois is pretty, probably my favorite wine.
Yeah.
Because it's good and it's cheap and it's, you know...
You can get it at Costco.
I know, you can get it anywhere, so... Mm. Yeah, I do like it. So
I almost forgot it was National Wine Day.
I didn't forget.
I feel like by the end of the day, or even the evening, I feel like we've gone through 3 or 4 days sometimes. Because there's so much coming at you.
I know.
From news alerts, to things on Facebook, to just life.
Right. Yep.
And I was like, oh yeah, it was National Wine Day. I feel like it was 3 days ago. Nope, it's today.
No, it's today.
It's still going on. So I'm like,
yes, right. It's still today. That's right. We've still got a few more hours.
Yeah. So I'll be interested to see how our ladies at the Weekly Wine Down are celebrating.
How they're doing. Yeah.
Wine Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, and we've got to have them on our podcast. We're going to get
definitely.
That.
We're working on getting mm-hmm. them on here. So.
Yeah. So we have actually a few kind of exciting podcasts that you can look forward to.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. We're working on some good stuff.
Michelle Davidson. Mm-hmm. She is with She Films. She is an actress, a producer, a screenwriter, a director. Anything with film, mm-hmm. Michelle is great. And she has a couple of big projects coming up that we're going to get her on our podcast. Talk to us about it. And also, Tom Kane. I know you don't know who Tom Kane is.
I know.
But you do now.
I do, yeah.
So he is the voice of Yoda in all of the animated series. He has Kansas City connections. Mm-hmm. He is in town quite a bit. And we have been corresponding, and he is going to come on the podcast and
talk
to us a little bit about the Star Wars. And actually, speaking of Star Wars, today...
Oh, yeah!
Today is Thursday. It's National Wine Day, obviously.
Yes, yes.
But the big news is...
The biggest news.
...that it is the 40th anniversary of Star Wars.
Star Wars, the original Star Wars film came out 40 years ago today.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that.
You know, it's really cool if you go to the Star Wars Twitter account, their official account, they shared the original trailer from 1977.
Oh, really?
It's very cool. Yeah, you should go.
So you can always remember how old I am by how old Star
I know.
Wars. So I was born the same
You're
year.
You're just a few months older.
I know. Yep, I was only 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
When Star Wars came out.
I wish you had been born the same day.
Oh my perfect. Gosh. That would be perfect.
I
You're
know.
Right. But anyway, so yeah, we'll talk a little bit about The Last Jedi and all that good stuff.
One other interview we're also working on. He's a friend of ours. We've known him for a long time.
And he is a big fan of kitties. Big fan.
Me?
Oh yeah. He loves cat.
Yep. Oh really? Cat. I haven't spoken to him in a long time, but I've always liked him. His name's J.B. Bowersfeld. And he is an actor living in L.A. He moved out there about a year ago. He's got a great story. Just he, in his 30s, gave up a career in broadcasting and decided to follow his dreams of becoming an actor. And he's doing really well out there. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk to him about what he's been doing and what his life's been like and that sort of thing. He's got some projects coming up. And he's had some prominent like minor roles in commercials and stuff. So anyway, it's very cool. So
From Southwest Airlines mm-hmm. to KFC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we even briefly mentioned when we were watching The People vs. O.J.
Yes, he was in that too.
He was an extra. He was part of the prosecution.
So we're gonna work on getting an interview with him too, and so it's gonna be a lot of fun. So look forward to those. So those are some exciting ones we're working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this week saw the return of Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Kitty binged it.
I did.
In the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I did.
It might have been a week.
It was a week. So I didn't get to finish all of season two because obviously there's 23 episodes of 46-minute long episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some reading, I found there's only really a certain amount of episodes you need to watch season two.
Right.
And then I just read about the rest of it. So I got caught up and I've been watching. And they released two episodes on demand. If you have the app, you can watch the four episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's on Sundays now.
Sunday I watched all three episodes. I watched the first three episodes. I started on four and I fell asleep during it. Just because it was a late night. But I was just like, I just wanted to consume as much of it as possible. Because I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it again. Because you know there are things that you're going to miss.
Oh, absolutely.
It is so weird.
It's so weird.
But I love it.
I know, I did too. I like it. I mean, it's crazy weird. But I like it.
It's
I feel like David Lynch
out-lynched
himself with the remake here, because it is even more bonkers than the show ever got.
Well, and how they always said that he was always ahead of his time with Twin Peaks, how it was so, it was like nothing you'd ever seen on TV. And now I feel like the return is kind of that same thing.
Well, I definitely think it has the same vibe and feel as the original. Even with the effects and the graphics in this, it feels very 90s, doesn't it? To me, at least it did. And so I like that. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah. So where do you think Laura Palmer went?
I mean, if she's... Okay, so that was the Black Lodge is where that... So that's the bad place. Mm-hmm. There's a good place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Laura Palmer in this revival is, I mean, it's the actress, obviously 25 years older. And so that's supposed to be Laura Palmer older, correct?
Right.
I don't know. And this, I mean, there's some crazy things.
And the box?
The box and the blue rose head floating in this. Oh, wait, you didn't see that one, did you?
I didn't see that one.
I don't remember which one that is.
That was four.
Anyway, it's weird. It gets weirder. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the box and Cooper and then the doppelganger.
Yeah.
And then did you see that one? There's another Cooper.
Yeah. That was
Cooper doppelganger.
Doppelganger of a doppelganger or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. But there's a few characters, which I thought was interesting. Laura's mom, you just saw her on a couch.
Yeah, that's the whole scene. It's just her on the couch
and
watching TV, smoking.
It's fascinating because you've never... It's like, what? That's all we got of her?
Yeah.
Like, what
in
the world is going on?
Yeah.
But...
You know, yeah, and there's... I mean, and that's very much how the first show was, too. There's these scenes where it's really nothing happens, or it's just kind of,
or you think nothing's happened, and then probably later on you're like, oh my gosh,
I know,
now it all makes sense.
Yeah, but you know, there's just these awkward kind of quiet moments with some of the B characters, and it's just kind of, I don't know, I like it, but it's just interesting.
Has Laura Dern showed up yet? Because I haven't watched four.
No, Laura Dern has not shown up
so
yet.
There's a theory that she's Diane.
I've read that theory, yes, that she is Cooper's secretary.
I believe that we will see Diane in this.
Yeah.
Whether it's Laura Dern or not. That was one of the big mysteries of the original Twin Peaks. He was always on that stupid recorder. Mm-hmm. It's like, where was that going?
Yeah, exactly.
What was he mailing it to Diane? Like,
I know.
Why? Yeah, so, I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, there's, even in the first three episodes, there's quite a few celebrity cameos. I mean, Ashley Judd's in the first one.
Matthew Lillard.
So
good.
I know. He's great, isn't he?
It's like, what? Shaggy
Matthew
can
Lillard,
act.
I was trying to think. There's Josh McDermott from The Walking Dead who plays...
Eugene.
Mm-hmm. He makes a brief appearance. Michael Cera is in one of these episodes. Mm-hmm. I think it's episode four. And I wasn't impressed by him. That whole thing was super weird. But he's in that. There's a few other people who make just like ran over here like, oh, it's that guy. But mm-hmm. But yeah, there's more to come, obviously, because there's a million people on this show. But yeah, I don't know what to think.
I know. But it's good.
It's good, I know.
And I think it's a good summer show.
Like, yes, agreed. It's very weird.
We've always been talking about where yeah. is our True Blood. This, I think, it's not True Blood. But it's that kind yeah. of, it's so weird. Not yeah. True Blood wasn't completely weird, but it was
True
fun.
True Blood was campy and fun. This fun. Is weird, weird fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great that it's on Showtime. Yes. So David Lynch can be... Exactly. As graphic and weird as possible. Because yes. I remember watching the first episode, I'm like, oh, we're not going to see nudity. And it's like, oh, wait, oh. it's Showtime. Oh, we're
oh,
seeing
we're
going
to see nudity.
We are definitely seeing nudity.
That's right.
So
and we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the whole box thing is very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who's yeah. the billionaire?
I know.
I bet it's someone that we know.
It's got to be someone.
Oh, the log lady.
Oh, I know. Oh, that was so sad. Oh, God.
And I mean, she passed away not yeah. long after apparently she wrapped filming.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I know. I felt so bad. Like, but it was nice that they made mm-hmm. they got her in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's sad when you see her like, oh, poor log lady. Mm-hmm. I love Hawk. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah.
I even now he's older. I love the white hair. And yeah. just, I love it. I love Hawk. Mm-hmm. Hawk was my favorite probably in the original too. So I like
Lucy.
Lucy too. Lucy and Andy are really funny.
Oh,
and they're very much the same.
Michael Cera is their son, right?
Yeah, Michael Cera is their son. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, but I like that Hawk has more of a role in this one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I don't know what's happening with the sheriff.
So the
is
original,
he in this?
So the original actor retired from acting and they couldn't get him back.
Huh,
for this.
That's a little crazy.
Well, Laura Flynn Boyle's not in
yeah,
it as well.
Yeah, I know, but Harry was such a big part.
He
like,
was
even,
the.
I mean, she was a
well,
big
she
part
was
too,
big too,
but. You know.
Yeah. But anyway, so Twin Peaks, Showtime, Sunday night.
Yeah.
Please, yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah,
obviously,
we'd love to hear
us.
What you
think. And,
yeah.
we've been tweeting and yeah. stuff like that, so you can always find us. Tweeting in the evenings during the show.
Yeah.
So and so it's interesting because in a couple weeks it's going to be going up against our other
I
big
know.
Show that we
that's
look
gonna
forward
be,
to.
Well, oh, Game of Thrones. Well, I'll watch that.
Oh yeah,
hands
absolutely.
Down. Yeah, obviously. But
absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, it's
the new trailer dropped.
Whew.
So
it looks good.
It does look good. I don't think it gave away too much.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it was just enough.
So there's an article on TV Guide that mm-hmm. kind of gives away just hints. They analyze the trailer kind of
yeah.
gave away some hints. So first thing is Yara and Ilaria. Yara
oh, yeah.
is...
the Sand Snake's mother.
Ilaria is the Sand Snake's mother. Yara is
Theon's
sister.
Yeah.
They briefly, you see them kiss, so... Don't know what that means, but there's that. And then
an alliance is formed.
An alliance is formed, exactly. And then Daenerys, you see her touching some sand, and that is obvious. I'm thinking that's when she steps foot on
In Westeros.
So, and you hear her talk about, you know, I was born to rule the Seven Kingdoms. So, obviously, they are setting it up that this season is going to be a fight between Daenerys. Her people and the Lannisters.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting. There's even show a scene with the Unsullied and the Lannister army fighting too.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, and the articles that we're reading now say it is fast paced.
Oh good.
They're like, just prepare yourself. It is not like the other seasons where it's slow paced.
Well,
we are at the end.
How many are in this season? Six?
Six and I think this one's seven.
Seven.
The last one's six.
Next one's six.
And they're just like 13 episodes left. So basically, we're getting one season. I mean,
yeah,
maybe a little
you're
bit
right.
More, but they're like, it's fast paced. It moves.
Well, that's
things
good.
Happen. And so, and did you see how in the trailer that Jon Snow is taking Littlefinger?
Yeah, he's getting into a fight with Littlefinger. So,
and we've never seen Littlefinger in any kind of altercation.
No, we haven't. So, and it looks like they're probably in the crypt. So I wonder if this is when he tells Jon who his mom is in
mm-hmm.
the story of
yep.
Lyanna or whatever.
Well, somebody has to.
Yeah, somebody has to, exactly.
And we know that no one knows. Like, are we going to get flashbacks to that? I don't think we will. We haven't heard anything about the filming of the Tower of Joy or anything like that.
You're
again.
Right, we haven't. I don't know.
But... Yeah.
That's a good question. But mm-hmm. I'm glad someone's finally going to do something to Littlefinger, because he certainly deserves it. So.
I don't think he's going to survive the season.
No, I don't. I think he's going to die. He's mm-hmm. going to do something that's going to piss off John and, mm-hmm. and you know,
something
he's going to try to do something to stab him in the back. Or, yep. You know, he's Littlefinger. So, yeah, he's going to mm-hmm. get his comeuppance, as they say.
Yeah. So, July
16th. Yep. Also, we're probably going to see a shot of Jonah's grayscale, so we're gonna see Jorah.
Oh yeah, he was reaching through something.
So his grayscale is progressing, so we'll see how that goes too. Mm. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and it seems like did we read something about, spoiler alert, but you guys are listening because you don't really care for spoilers, I'm sure. How it's going to be Sam. I think it's Sam that's going to cure him, figure out the cure.
Yes, we had speculated about that because he's in the Citadel and there's the cure's there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. And I think that's how they cured Cherie.
Oh, right.
Remember back in the day? They stopped it. So yeah, I think that's how it's going to happen. So I wonder how much of the White Walkers in the Battle up North that we're going to see here. Because I feel like most of the season probably going to be the battle for Westeros, control of Westeros.
Right.
But I'm sure we will see some of that, because I'm sure mm-hmm. that's going to be last season, right? Because
we know the Wall is going to fall this season.
Exactly.
And I believe it'll probably be definitely toward the end.
Definitely, yeah. I think you're right.
So, and then, you know, Bran's going to be warging more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm really, really excited.
I am too. Very excited. Mm-hmm. So... we're just over a month away.
I know.
Not too far away now.
So. All right, let's get to Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Remember, the Force will be with you. Always.
Okay, so on Star Wars Day, we have to talk Star Wars. And we're going to talk about The Last Jedi. I guess I could say spoiler alert, because we're going to be talking to... but I don't know. It's spoiler alert. It's stuff that's in Vanity Fair.
Yeah, it's not a lot of really
out there.
Come on. So if you're on the internet, you probably saw these pictures.
Right. So they released some pictures. Annie Leibovitz, luckily, was there on location, took some pictures. The most heartbreaking one is with Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. Mm-hmm. And it was also announced that she had a conversation with Ryan Johnson.
I spilled wine all over myself.
Again, not a surprise. But she had a conversation with him about Episode 9, because we know that she was supposed to have that was going to be her movie.
Yeah.
Episode 9 was going to be her movie. Know. Han's movie was 7. Luke's is 8. Hers is 9. And it's not going to happen now. So, but this picture of her and Mark Hamill in costume. And there are a lot of rumors out there that the Skywalker twins don't meet up in Episode 8.
Really?
Yeah, they don't reunite. There's no reunion.
No, that makes me sad.
I know. So, and that's just the thing that kind of, it pisses me off a little bit about what they did with this, with the three. I mean, I love these movies.
Mm-hmm.
But with the trilogy, if you're going to bring back the old characters... there needs to be reunions.
Absolutely. I mean,
obviously you had Han and Leia.
Yeah.
But Luke and Han. And that was planned.
Oh, I know.
I don't know. That just...
you're right.
That upsets me.
I agree.
But anyway, so some things we're learning. We're learning that Luke's lightsaber, Lucasfilm is now considering it Rey's lightsaber from here on out.
Mm.
So it's her lightsaber... it's no longer his. We don't know if he has another... I mean, he had his green lightsaber, mm-hmm. but we don't know if he's still using it in the movie. So we don't know that. But we do know that that lightsaber is... the Skywalker lightsaber is now Rey's. Which, come on, people. She's not a fucking Skywalker.
She's a Skywalker. God damn it. She is a Skywalker.
Come on.
You guys just need to let it go. This is it.
This is it.
Let's just deal with it.
But apparently, you know, there was that that description in Japanese that says the most shocking reveal or whatever in Star Wars history is going to be in this movie. I don't know what the hell that could be. I don't know. I don't know what it could be. I really think that they... you know, in the prequels are like, oh, you know, Anakin didn't have a father. He was Jesus, basically. I think we're going to find out who the father... Maybe. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Or there's speculation that Amidala never died. They faked her death because they knew that he would... that he would still be coming out.
Wouldn't Amidala be like 100 years old or something?
Well,
like,
no. She was 20 when she had Luke and Leia, and they're in their 60.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So she'd be in her 80s. So anyway, maybe that's a reveal. But why would she not come back after Vader died? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's a theory. I mean, it's out there. What else? I don't know what else would be so shocking. I think there's more to Finn than...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think there's more to his story.
Definitely.
And who he was taken from. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
But again, this is Luke's film. I think we're gonna learn a lot about what he's been up to, why he's there on the island. And Benicio del Toro's, and this is interesting, Benicio del Toro's character is nicknamed DJ. So, I don't know what that means. But DJ, and they said that his name is not... No one ever says his name in the film. And I think they did that because they're trying to keep under wraps
who he actually is.
So they said... Johnson says, you'll see there's a reason why we call him DJ. And, I mean, there's so many possibilities out there of who he actually is, who he could be related to. I mean, it's the Rey game, you know. It's
yeah, it's true.
It's like, fuck, Star Wars. We have to. Does everything have to be who is their parent?
I know, really.
I mean, fuck.
Do we this really?
Can we not have,
right.
I mean, there are other things we could be dealing with than
you're right.
Who's who? Like,
there's so much secrecy.
There's
secrecy
so much secrecy
about everything.
Yeah, but the one thing we did learn. Today, that they said that there is no Han and Leia type romance in this movie.
Oh, really?
Which
is
very interesting.
Yeah.
They said there is a love story, but it's not a Han and Leia. It's not out front. And you know what? I will say I really appreciate that about
these movies. I agree.
Because it's not... Even in the first movie, the original Star Wars, there was never a... romance. I mean, there was, oh, maybe Leia is going to end up with Luke or Han, or, you know, obviously then that figured out in Empire Strikes Back. Then it was Han and Leia. You knew they were kind of on the verge of becoming a couple, but there's nothing in this new movie. And that's interesting that they're not adding a romantic element.
You know, they
this.
Kind of
with
like
po,
subtly
yes, with Poe and Finn. You're right.
No. Wishful
Which
thinking,
they did.
I wish, yes.
They did.
But with Poe and Rey, not Poe and Rey, Finn and Rey, there was a little bit there, but kind of not.
But they
you
ended
know.
Up being more friends.
Exactly. So, which I'm fine with that. I mean, yeah. I think I like that, especially given that Rey is the main character in this, and it, you know, shouldn't need a man.
Right. Well, of course, then there's speculation that she's going to be the one to pull Kylo back from because they're going to fall in love. And it's like...
No, they are brother and sister.
They are brother and sister, or they're cousins.
Yeah, still.
There's a connection between them.
Ick.
There's
yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're like, oh, that's how you... No.
No, I don't like that.
No.
Not at all.
Or, so then there's another speculation out there. There's so many. I mean,
maybe it's
you just
Finn pick... and Kylo.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
What do you mean, he falls in love with a stormtrooper? That's
that
amazing.
Would be amazing. Well, Mark Hamill said, I mean, Luke could be gay.
I know, I like
but
that.
I think
too.
That, yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. So there, maybe there are other Skywalkers out there. Because his mother, Shimi, you know, she was a mother. They didn't have a father, so there was no name to pass down from father. So it was the mother's. So remember how we were talking about how it's the mother's names that are more important than the father's? Leia, remember? So she is an Organa because of the queen.
Yes.
So the queen, so Bail took her name. So anyway, Shimi Skywalker, it's her. So there might be more to play with, more of a mother... daughter kind of thing.
Maybe.
What? I mean, Oh God, it just makes me so upset that Carrie Fisher passed. You know, it's like, damn it.
I know.
Like,
I know. Mm. It is, yeah.
And what could have been.
I know.
And how they would have to read.
I know.
Anyway. But anyway, so that's some of the Star Wars news. Anyway, just so many fascinating stories of maybe there is another Skywalker out there that's not trained in the... Or, like someone is mentioning that Vanity Fair that Vanity Fair article and pictures that Leia is not wearing what she's wearing in the trailer that we saw. She's wearing more of like something that could be like a Jedi robe.
Mm-mm.
So they've always speculated that she is force sensitive.
Yeah.
She is strong. She's powerful. But she was never trained typically as a Jedi. But who knows? And then, you know, they said that she's going to have a showdown with Snoke in this film. And we already know that she slaps Poe.
Oh, you're right.
Because they talked about that in the Vanity Fair article. So why would you slap Poe? But anyway. So, again, we could talk about Star Wars.
You know what? It's almost here, too.
Yeah, six months away. Jesus. Thank God we have Game of Thrones.
I know.
Wonder Woman's coming out next week.
I know. We're very excited for that.
I'm really excited about that. So, that should be good.
And while we have you, Baywatch, you went and saw it. We promised in our last podcast we talk about it.
I did. So, okay. So, I did post something on my website about this, my movie review website. It has potential. It had a lot of potential. What I didn't like about it was the fact that it was trying to reboot Baywatch from a TV series that was in syndication. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Why does Dwayne Johnson have to be play David Hasselhoff's character?
Right.
Why
like,
did?
Yeah. You know, like it's start something over. With Baywatch, right?
That right, is make
so,
it a continuation.
Right. You could have a new crop of lifeguards come in there, and
right.
David Hasselhoff could show up as
his old character. But he doesn't show up as his old character.
See, and that's we talked about this when the new Ghostbusters came out last summer.
That was the problem. That's
exactly,
where they went wrong.
Exactly. They rebooted the characters, they rebooted it without making it a continuation, which is just stupid. I don't know. It would have been so much better if it was a continuation of the first films. But
I will say, there is more penis in Baywatch than there are boobs.
So is this rated PG-13?
No. It's
R.
Rated R.
Oh, is it R? Okay.
It's definitely rated R. Definitely. And I think they were trying to do like a 21 Jump Street with this.
Mm.
It didn't work. Rock was great. And I was telling you that the girl, the actress that plays CJ, who would be Pamela Anderson's part, is really funny. Kelly Robach
something like that.
Really?
She,
funny.
She was on the latest episode of Anna Faris's Unqualified, the podcast.
Oh, really?
She's really funny. So, and she apparently was a professional golfer before she started acting.
What?
She was like a rock star golfer before she started acting. Wow. Yeah.
She's great. Yeah. She is funny. She steals almost everything she's in.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And not because she's like Pamela Anderson, big boobs, hot. I mean, she's hot.
Yeah.
But like because she is actually really funny.
That's good.
So, it was good. Pirates of the Caribbean. It's just another Pirates movie. It really is.
Did you see it?
Yeah, better than the last one. But it's still...
It's the same old shit. I don't understand why they keep... I do know why they keep making them, because they make money. But, I mean, come on. Five of them? Really?
Ugh. Well, and this is setting up a couple more movies.
Well, I thought this was supposed to be the last one.
No. And as I put in my review, Keira Knightley is the Luke Skywalker in this movie.
Is she in this one?
Again, she is the Luke Skywalker of The Force Awakens in this movie.
Okay,
placement and everything.
Oh, really? She's on a cliff looking over? Really?
It is weird. She doesn't say a fucking word.
Oh, no.
She doesn't say a word. I mean, she reunites with Orlando Bloom and whatever, and none of them have scenes with
Johnny Depp.
None.
Really?
None.
Huh.
I thought that was weird.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, says nothing. And she is in the opening credits. They're all in the opening credits. And she doesn't speak a word.
I'm sure they were like, here's a dumb truck full of money, Kira. Could you be in this movie, please?
We just need you to stand on a cliff.
Exactly.
And pretend like you're Luke Skywalker. Yeah. So, sorry to give that away. But anyway, it was kind of weird. Anyway, it's the same old shit with Pirates.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The like first two movies were fine.
Yeah.
The first movie was great.
Yeah, the first movie was great. The second is okay. But yeah, when I got to the third one, I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
No.
Nope. Don't care. Don't want to see it.
No, not at all. All right, guys, you can always reach out and find us on Facebook, Twitter, A Gal and a Gay. Please comment, like us, rate us, all that good stuff.
Yes, and you can find us on the Podbean app. If you're on Podbean, you can find us on Apple Podcasts app. We're also on Stitcher, so you can find us on all of these great platforms to listen to and download them right to your phone. Listen to them on your way to work. So please, and again, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you would be so kind, go and rate us on iTunes and Podbean. That'd be great. So... until next time.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye.